Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. More than a million Americans will soon be eligible for overtime pay, even some salaried workers. We'll explain in a moment. First, some money and market news you should know. With unemployment rates at 50-year lows, U.S. workers have been job-hopping more, switching for better pay. Those pay bumps were often out of reach for lower-paid workers until now. The New York Fed says that more than 1 in 10 heads of household earning $60,000 or less switched jobs in April, May, June, or July, about twice the rate from the same period a year ago, and higher than it's been in 5 years. The unemployment rate among Americans without a high school diploma has dropped over the past 3 years, and the rate for black women fell in August to the lowest level on record. The recent uptick in home sales looks like it'll continue. Home buyers cashing in on mortgage rates that have fallen below 4% are also seeing prices level off. Nationwide, home prices rose just over 3% in July. That was unchanged from the previous month. And even though home prices have risen from over a year ago, they're going up at a more modest pace. A new rule that goes into effect January 1st would allow about a million people to collect more overtime pay. So which industries are affected? Let's check in with Wall Street Journal reporter Andrew Ackerman for some answers. So, Andrew, which industries are impacted by this new law?
It's going to affect 1.3 million people. They're in retail and fast food industries. Clothing retail employees made an average of $488 per week. Fast food workers earned $385 per week on average. And this rule basically targets people who, it's going to help people who make $684 a week or less.
So does this new rule bring any new industries into the fold, or does the scope of industries impacted stay the same?
My understanding is that the scope stays the same. It's the same type of hourly workers in a variety of different industries. It just, the threshold increases significantly from about $23,000, $24,000 to $35,000, $36,000. And so that just sweeps in over a million people who weren't covered by the previous salary threshold.
Now, overtime has typically been for hourly workers, but this rule also affects some managers and other salaried employees, right?
Yeah, there's a separate provision of this, a separate category of workers that would also see a modest increase in the threshold. That's for, they're called highly compensated employees, basically people who manage at least two people or supervise at least two people or have a role in managing the company. They would see basically that threshold rise increases from about $100,000 to $107,000. The Trump administration had proposed increasing that threshold much higher. It was going to be $147,000, which would have presumably encompassed a lot more employees. But they increased it only slightly, saying that their proposal was too high.
An overtime overhaul was on a path to becoming law during the Obama administration, but it was struck down in the courts. Should we be expected to see that happen again?
Yeah, it's not clear if there will be a court challenge. It's very possible that workers' unions may challenge this rule. We don't have clarity for sure, but just given the fact that this was heavily litigated in 2016 when the Obama administration completed it, successfully litigated by business groups and some states, I think it's fair to assume that that's likely or at least a possibility.
Now, there's been a big push to increase the federal minimum wage, and a number of states have already bumped up their minimum wage as well, but not without months of protests and legislative battles. Were there similar struggles that got us to passage of this overtime rule?
I think there's been a recognition that the threshold set in 2004 is outdated and does need to reflect, overall growth in wages and salaries. And it's just a question of where they settle. And the Trump administration kind of settled on a middle ground, a figure that's between what the Obama administration proposed and the 2004 figure. I think a lot of employees or workers are going to prefer something closer to what the Obama administration proposed. And I think at the state level, you're already seeing overtime rules that outstrip the federal requirements, particularly in higher cost jurisdictions. California already has overtime rules that far exceed the federal threshold. And New York City also has thresholds that are higher than this. So, and you're seeing that in other states where I believe Maine, Colorado, Massachusetts, they all have overtime thresholds that are going to exceed the federal thresholds, already exceed that, or soon will likely exceed them.
And in addition to the overtime rule, the Labor Department is also tackling the scenario where somebody is employed by two companies.
Yeah, there's a joint employer rule. That's kind of a big ticket thing that's coming soon, probably next month. One of the key pushes of the Trump administration is to set in place a number of sort of deregulatory rules that didn't advance very quickly under Alexander Acosta. The White House has put kind of a fire under the Labor Department officials to get those rules done. This rule, the on overtime, and the joint employer one are two of the biggest ones that are in the pipeline.
Alexander Acosta being the former labor secretary who left the administration, and a new labor secretary is coming in. All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Andrew Ackerman joining us from Washington. Andrew, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Sure thing. Thanks for your time.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.